Limerick came, very strong team came out today against played us today here in Mallow. I suppose we've very little work done, and where I'm coming from is that only two players started today. They started against Kildare, Cullum and Kevin Driscoll. And I suppose at half time, you would put your money on Limerick to win. But in fairness to the boys, they changed it around in the second half. They worked a lot harder, which we asked them to do. And I suppose with 7 or 8 minutes left in the clock, we were 2 points down. And the boys kicked on with 4 scores, and we're delighted with the win.
Yeah. All right. Well, starting off there, you've mentioned a couple of things. There was obviously changes there to the 15 you named initially, was there?
There was Connor, and we had Mark, and we had Brian. They pulled out due to the flu, and that's it.
Okay.
So we had to make a few changes.
So who'd you bring in today?
We brought in the, what do we call it? We brought in Larkin at cornerback, and we brought in Destin at wing forward. And that was the two changes that we made. Brian was a sub.
Larkin Harrington and Shane Beston, very good.
And cornerback and wing forward.
Yeah, as you mentioned, all right, 5-7 points you were up at half time, and the same margin for a finish, so a very tight game. But how are you watching these games at the moment, Pather? Is it all about looking at individuals and how they're performing themselves by their own standards?
Yeah. That's it exactly. We want to bring in as many players as we can for the McGrath Cup and have a look at them. And hopefully that we get a few of them and we can bring them into the National League squad. Going back to the game there, half-time Limerick, they were they had 13 opportunities to our 9 at half-time. So that'll tell you how much ahead that Limerick were, and Limerick were playing against the wind as well.
And so what pleased you about your performance today, as you can even assess it, Pather?
The best way to assess it is that we asked the players to work an awful lot harder than what they were doing in the first half, and I think they responded very well to that, you know. And that was the pleasing side of it, that they knuckled down, and particularly when we went 2 points down with about 7 minutes to go, they pulled out a win, and that's always pleasing.
And obviously when we looked at your selection today and the couple of lads you brought in as well in the absence of the guys that were sick, it represents what could be a very strong panel for you when you consider who isn't or wasn't in today's panel.
That's right. As you know, there's a lot of senior players there yet to come back into the panel. And that's what we wanted to... We want players to compete for positions all over the pitch, to be honest, Lisa.
And it's Waterford next, so can we expect you'll have a different squad altogether that week?
Oh, we could have another 5 or 6 changes, yes. We'll assess no injuries and everything else.
And Anthony, immediate out of today's match even?
Sorry?
Yeah, Anthony, injury-wise out of today's match?
No, thanks be to God, no. And it's great now to see the likes of Ian Maguire back.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't much work done since Monaghan. A lot of players there now today, they haven't played football since their clubs. As you know, pitches... very hard to get a pitch at the moment to train on. And, you know, we've very little work done, and that was very pleasing to show the fight that they showed.
Yeah, well, at this time of the year, it's almost unfair to kind of read into these matches too much.
It is.
But at the same time, Pather, it's great to see a pair like Ian Maguire and Rory Dean as well, two players back from injury lining out in your midfield today. That is very positive.
It is. It's very positive going forward. No, they have plenty work to do as well. And they know that themselves as well, but it's very positive going forward.
What sort of, you know, how competitive is it now at the moment, would you say, even aside from today, Pather, with whatever work you're doing there in the background? You're back training a while now.
Look, it's early days yet, Lisa, you know, and we just have to see over a number of weeks with games and training and just see where we're at, you know.
And as a new management team, even, Pather, how are you finding the bedding in period now? Today it was probably great to get the football started.
Well, to be honest, Lisa, thanks to God, this day is here, you know, and we're finally getting started. And, you know, that's where we want to be, is on the pitch and with the players. And, you know, the season's kicking off now and we'll start looking forward, and that's it.
Pather, when we spoke about the footballers in the last show before Christmas, we were talking about the appointment of Eamon Ryan, a very shrewd and another very positive addition to your backroom team.
Oh, Eamon, look, what isn't said about Eamon that hasn't been already said before. I've known Eamon a long time, and look, the respect he commands from myself and from the backroom and from the players is immense, like, you know, and he's a fabulous addition to the backroom staff.
and it's just the latest addition to your team. Can we expect any more, or is that finalised now, Pather?
No, nothing finalised yet. We'll have a meeting now this evening, and we'll get the panel ready, decide on the panel for the Waterford game.
But as regards your backroom team, is that finalised for the year
now? That's finalised. Yeah,
so that's all good to go. So, look, Pather, it's a pleasure speaking to you as always. Congratulations on getting today off to a winning start anyway. And it's Waterford, away to Waterford now next week. So we look forward to that. Thank you, Pather.
Okay, wonderful. I look, sure, obviously, it is always disappointing when you lose. But look, we were delighted with the effort of the lads. You know, I suppose it was our first outing on the pitch, you know, and kind of a new squad together and stuff like that, you know. But delighted with the way the lads played and the referee and stuff, you know. So it was a good start to the year for us, you know, with the attitude that we're trying to create in the squad and getting them to play a certain pattern and stuff like that, you know. So very happy with their attitude, which was the most important thing today.
Yeah, a lot of what it's about. Talk me through the team that went out. Did it play as selected, or were there late changes?
Bill Cooper didn't start. Bill Cooper was sick during the week, so we didn't start Bill, and we started Paul Cormack wing forward, and Will Leigh from Hadda moved in full forward, so everything else was the same after that then.
And is that a serious injury, Bill, or is it just sickness?
No, he just had a bit of sickness over Christmas there, so we didn't bother using him. So.
All right, okay. So you mentioned attitude at this time of the year and looking for application from players. What else do you take from it, or what could you take from it today?
I suppose, look, absolutely, we were delighted with that side of it, you know. I suppose, like, we'd... I think we'd only probably four fellas that played championship for Cork before, you know. So look, the other fellas showed a huge appetite for to play with Cork and to represent Cork in the right way. And I thought, in fairness, look, our attitude was excellent, you know. Claire got a bit of run of us there towards the start of the second half, and in fairness, nobody dropped their heads or anything. They battled away, you know, and look, we kind of gave away a bit of a soft goal towards the end, which kind of was the difference in the game, you know. So no, we were delighted with a lot of new fellas, you know, and they've given us a kind of headaches with regards making the panel going forward, and that's what we're looking for over there. That's what we want to use the Waterford League for. It's the finalise our panel running into the National League, you know.
We've heard that letter, right, Shane O'Donnell, that got the goal today. But before that, you had levelled it. 5 unanswered points, I understand.
We did, yeah, we levelled it, yeah. Look, and I suppose, look, we ran out of a bit of steam, you know. We haven't done anything on the training field as such yet, and no work on the grass, you know. We do a lot of gym work, you know. But look, I thought our fellas tried fierce hard, you know. We brought on a couple of subs that made a bit of a difference as well, you know. So yeah, look, we looked, it was very positive for the day, you know. But it was very early in our start into this game, you know.
Yeah, where did your scores come from today? Any notable scores in terms of a big haul or anything like that, or was good spread?
Yeah, I'd say really, you got maybe 2 or 3 points from play. I think Paddy Sullivan maybe got maybe 6, 7, 5, 6 points that kind of way, 1 or 2 from play, you know. So I know it was a good spread, you know. And Mark Dan's got a fantastic score there in the second half for us as well, you know. So and look, we were very happy with the way the lads tried and the way the effort they made, you know. So look, but it is very early in the year and there's very tough conditions, you know. So look, we won't be reading too much into it, you know.
As regards the players missing off the squad list today, like, is everyone back in now training and going, like, or, you know, is there just going to be rotation now for all the games?
Yeah, look, everyone's back in now, you know. We're back training, you know, this week going forward, so back on the field, you know. So look, everyone is available going forward. Like, obviously Lachlan McLaughlin and Christopher Joyce are kind of 2 long-term injuries that we have, but they're coming along great, but they just won't be doing any contact, but they're able to partake in all kind of the full aspects of gym work and physical activities and hurling and stuff like that, which is not really contact at the moment. But it's going along nicely, you know.
How long do you expect it'll be till the lads are back hurling? When can we see Christopher Joyce and Larkin back in competitive action?
Yeah, they won't be. I'd say it'll be the kind of start of March before they'll be available for us, like, you know.
Right.
But they're making great progress now, you know, and they're working very hard on themselves and their fitness and their rehabilitation. But yeah, we'll be 2 games out again next week. We're playing Kerry on the Sunday in the Munster League, and then we're playing UCC in the Cam O'Brien Cup on Saturday. So we'll be using all the panel for that, you know, so we'll be spreading it out over 2 games. So a lot of our more established players will be back over next weekend.
Sorry, next weekend the Cannon O'Brien game, is it?
That's next day, yeah, next Saturday in the Maribyrnong, it happens too, so.
Because that makes next weekend even bigger, next week even busier, I was going to say, because Sunday you've Kerry, Wednesday you've Waterford, and the following Sunday you've Limerick, but UCC on Saturday as well, so Jesus, very busy.
Yeah, very busy, yeah, and I suppose, look, that's why we have we've 33 players on the panel. We've another maybe 10 or 11 on the development squad, and we'll be looking at other fellas that are involved with the college as well. So it'll give us a great opportunity just to see players and see who's, give fellas an opportunity to put their hand forward, like, you know. So that's what we're using it for, you know.
This time of the year is really where ye do maybe, it's a very important part of your job as selectors this time of the year, Pat, making sure you give every player the attention they deserve and pick the right panel. It's a big task for ye.
Well, yeah, well, look, obviously, look, we'll finalise the panel for the league, you know, which is kind of 6 weeks away. But like that, our panel open-ended. You know, that's the way we plan to have it, and everybody being an opportunity where the fellas are playing well with their colleges going through, and if it's keeping our fellas are playing well with their clubs and league matches and stuff like that, we'll be trying to watch fellas and bringing different fellas in for A versus B games and stuff like that and training sessions and see who's playing well and who's in form. And I think that's what Kieran wants to do, you know, that if fellas are in form, that they'll get an opportunity to be on the panel and making the team, you know. So we want to create that kind of competition within the squad, and this is kind of starting from now, you know.
I put the same thing to Pat or Healy a few minutes ago as regards the footballers, but it's obviously a new management team for the hurlers as well. How are you finding it as a group bedding in together?
Ah, look, it's fierce enjoyable, and look, all the lads are very good to work with, you know, and Kieran is leading a very good ship, you know. So look, it's all positive at the moment, but look, obviously we know we've a lot of work to do to get back up to the standard that we want to be doing and competing for championships and all that, you know. So look, it's very, very, we're in our infancy as a management team as such, you know. So, but it's all, look, very enjoyable and all very positive at the moment.
Just bringing the focus back on today, because the Clare side that you played, they were very strong today, Pat, I understand.
Yeah, they were strong. Yeah, they brought on a good few of their better players, you know. But we were very happy where our fellas performed and with their application, because they weren't against novices, they were against a lot of fellas who had all our medals.
Mm.
Like, I suppose that's what we want to see. Like, it is very easy to judge a fella if he's marking a Tony Kelly or a Shane O'Donnell or something like that, you know, and that's what's the case today. You know, a lot of fellas put their hand forward, saying that they're good enough to be involved with the Cork panel going forward.
And a familiar face there on the other sideline. Did you cross paths at Donal Óg?
Ah, we did. Sure, he was here. Yeah, look, sure. Look, Donal Óg has been a great servant of Cork hurling, and you know, obviously he's with Clare there at the moment, you know. But look, he'll always be a great Corkman as well, you know. But obviously he was cheering for Clare today, but we won't hold that against him.
We might meet him again yet. Hopefully, anyway, you'd have to think. And just, I suppose, housekeeping out of today, Pat. Was there any injuries or anything like that?
Conor Toomey picked up an injury. All right, yeah, he had to come off. Yeah, he played very well for us as well today. And Conor picked up an injury, came off. But besides that, there was no one else really injured. You know, just maybe a couple of fellas kind of coming back from injuries, and just the fact that we hadn't trained on the pitch as well. You know, fellas kind of tired a bit. So
yeah,
you're just trying to give fellas. Like, the idea, obviously, going forward is to give everybody an opportunity and be going away and take fellas and bring fellas on. You get an opportunity to play these matches. You know.
And Conor, is he looking at a lengthy spell out, or is that just something you have to assess?
No. I take it. Maybe it might have a slight touch of concussion and such, you know, so he'll be out for a week or two. But, you know, he played very well. We were delighted with him today.
Very good. So next, as you said, it's UCC. What time is that match next Saturday, Pat?
Next Saturday, 2:30 in the Mardyke. So, like, obviously, that's a big game, obviously. A very important game as regards the way we treat and respect, as regards in the Canterbury Cup, you know, who's a fantastic servant for hurling. Like,
mm-hmm.
So, like, obviously, we'll be going out, and UCC will probably put out a strong team, and we'll be putting out kind of the strongest team as well, you know. So we'll be looking forward to that day, you know.